Our guest in the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, the Oscars are upon us, Sunday, February 26th, and you've given a lot of thought to this. Now, do you have a vote?
No, I don't get to vote on this. I get to vote in the Dallas-Fort Worth Film Critics, but that is sort of a precursor. We think we have some influence on the original ballots.
Right. So you're voting for the Dallas area awards that are.
We get our names sometimes in an ad where it'll say, we voted for the best movies and whatever, and we are really good at picking the winners too. We've made the Los Angeles Times because we had so many years of picking the winners.
What movies would you say are in the running for Best Picture?
Top movies. They do this by some kind of mathematical procedure now. It used to always be 5, then they took it to 10. Now it can be anywhere from 5 till to 10, and it's 9 this year. It was 8 last year. And so I have the list to give them to you backwards if you'd like it.
Okay, all right. And to some extent, we talked about this at one point about favorite movies of the year, but it won't hurt to touch on some of these.
I think most of them I've talked about. Number 9 for me is Hidden Figures, the one that is about the 3 women who worked in NASA.
Mm-hmm.
At NASA, and that movie has become so popular, and the book that the woman wrote about this is a nonfiction book. It's now number 1 bestseller on the New York Times list, so it's really come around.
Mm-hmm.
I have number 8 is Fences, which is the marvelous movie with Denzel Washington directing, and he's already got 2 Oscars. He's nominated for a 3rd this time. And I don't think he'll win. I think Casey Affleck will beat him, but I won't mind if he does because it was a performance of a lifetime. And Viola Davis, she'll win Best Supporting Actress because they put her in that category. She's actually a lead actress, but she'll win.
They fudge that a lot,
don't they?
They fudge
those. They do. Yeah. They fudge that because she doesn't have the kind of competition she would have for the other category. So.
Uh-huh.
And for number 7, I have Lion, which is the boy who... Well, a young 5-year-old got lost on a train and ended up completely across India, 1,000 miles away from his home. And he ends up a street kid. Then eventually he gets adopted and goes to live in Australia. When he grows up, he is played by Dev Patel, who is nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And he's really a lead, too. But he decides he's got to find his family. He doesn't know his last name. He doesn't know the name of the village, and he goes to Google Earth.
We're talking with Alice Reese, and Alice is a Harold Banner movie critic, and we're talking about the Oscars coming up on Sunday.
Number 3 is Moonlight, which is, by the way, the best-reviewed movie of the year. It's a very art house film, and people haven't seen it because it's not in real wide release, but it's gotten more positives from any reviewer, even higher than... number 2 and 1, which are number 2 is Manchester by the Sea, which I mentioned, I think Casey Affleck. His brother Ben already has 2 Oscars, so Casey ought to get one. And it's a searing touch, tough story with some very hard language, but well worthwhile seeing. A great family movie about a family, not for kids, though.
Uh-huh.
And number 1 is La La Land, which got 14 nominations and is leading in all kinds of categories, including for Best Picture, Best Score, which I'm sure it'll get, and Best Song. This City of Stars is
right.
Just wonderful.
We did see that. That's just it's beautiful to look at, isn't it? It's just gorgeous. Every frame is just a beautiful.
It's like thing. Yes, it's like a art. It's
it,
beyond
it is.
Movie.
It is. And you're right. The music is terrific.
Yes, I have the soundtrack, and I've been playing it in my car, and it's just sensational. It's a jazz. He's a jazz pianist, so it's not what people think of when they think of a musical. It's not Oklahoma. It's not like that. It's music that really fits into the situations.
I thought a great opening sequence in that movie where they have the traffic jam and everybody gets out of the car and they have this big dance number.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And did you say who you thought would be the best actress?
I'm not positive. That's the one that's open. It's between probably Emma Stone for La La Land because she's won several of them. But Isabelle Huppert is in this movie called Elle, and she's won a couple of these early award things too. She's a French actress, and the movie's in French, so... I don't know.
And you said you thought Casey Affleck for Best Actor.
And for Best Supporting Actor is Mahershala Ali. He's in Hidden Figures, but for this, it's in Moonlight. He has a great part in that. And he's up against Jeff Bridges for Hell and High Water. He's got a shot,
too. Boy, I would think so. Yeah, okay, good. Well, we'll be watching, and we'll keep score here, Alice, and see how accurate you are. Alice Reese, the Herald Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEQ.